you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
I'm reading from 2 Timothy 1:7. It comes out of the New King James Version. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's 2 Timothy 1:7.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and it's going to be a bit of a testimony Tuesday on Wednesday as I get to introduce this new friend of mine, Major Eddie. Jeff Eddie serves at the Salvation Army Community Center here in Springfield, Illinois. He served at this location for about the past 6 years, and he's been at a number of other locations. He'll share a little of that in giving some of his background and life story. But as you know, if you've tuned in for the last few months, we've been talking a lot about the First Lady Ministries, reaching pastors' wives and women that are in ministry positions, maybe overseeing the Pregnancy Resource Center or other ministries throughout the area. Well, we're bringing them all together on April 2nd, and it's going to be held at the Salvation Army Community Center right on Clear Lake and Martin Luther King Drive on the east side of Springfield. A great location, a great facility, great parking. It'll be on the first floor. There's a worship center, a great cafeteria area. And some of you that tuned in a month or so back and I told the God-honoring story of how I've been praying it up and seeking the Lord for this, and Michael Thomas, who was also interviewed some weeks ago, he happens to serve on the board, and he liked the idea because the Salvation Army is all about community engagement, making inroads into the community. They provide so many different services and help the poor and help people in all walks of life with food and training. Mm-hmm. That's some of the things you're going to talk about, Major Eddie, but God pulled it all together. You affirmed it, and you like the idea of reaching pastors' wives and women in ministry leadership, and it fit along some of the things that you hope to do. Let people know about the many resources and services you provide. And so on this kind of testimony Tuesday on Wednesday, we began with a passage that you really liked out of 2 Timothy. So let's just begin with weaving that verse into some of your faith journey and how you wound up here 6 years ago serving as the major at the Salvation Army.
All right. Where do I start?
Yes.
Yeah, this is my 17th year of being an officer in the Salvation Army. Officer means you're an ordained minister. So there's a training college we go to that, you know, we go through. It's like 20% business school and 80% seminary and a couple years of intense training in Chicago, actually. And then the way it used to be, this year is the first year they're changing things. The Salvation Army is kind of changing monumentally, like behind the scenes, kind of this post-COVID world. You know, things are just different now, and, you know, ministry is different. We see that, you know, all over the place. Mm-hmm. Ministry is just different now than it used to be. It was changing rapidly, and then COVID hit, and it just made everything go a different direction. And so, but the way it used to work is that you go to the training college for 2 years. Then the last Sunday, they have we call it a commissioning service. They commission you to go out. They ordain you. They commission you. And so the morning service, there's two of them. The morning service is where they ordain you. You become a minister. It's very solemn. And then the afternoon is the commissioning service. So now you are a lieutenant, and they're going to tell you where you're going in front of, you know, a couple thousand people. Mm-hmm. So it's all there's all this tension, you know, working up because everybody tries to figure out where they're going and everything. And that's changed this year. They get it before that. And so now it's just the ordination service. But that's what happened 17 years ago. You know, they walk you across the stage in front of all these people, and they're like, "You're going to," and everybody, Cadillac, Michigan. And so that was my first appointment. First church was up in Cadillac in the middle of the woods. Neat place, great place to vacation. Lots of hurt, lots of ministry that needed to be done. Mm-hmm. There for a couple of years, and then moved me down to Mattoon, Illinois. Then after that, went to Detroit and did kids work in Detroit, the Detroit area. And then back here to Springfield. So, yeah, it's been a neat road, you know. Like, none of those places I would have really thought to live. Maybe Springfield, because I grew up in Urbana. You know, that would have made sense. Mm. But even Mattoon, like, I didn't know where Mattoon was, even though I lived 45 minutes away. You don't know about communities like that, would you? You know? And so that's been a really neat thing about ministry, is just living these places that I, you know, when I moved from Central Illinois to Detroit, everybody's like, "Well, you're going to get killed." Like,
oh, no, right.
Actually, Detroit's a really cool, you know, I really enjoy living in Detroit. You know, so that's been one of my favorite parts of the ministry is this, you know, you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know where you're going to live. You don't know who you're going to serve. And you have no idea what they're going to look like or sound, you know, like it's just, and through all that also comes fear. So especially since here in Springfield, you know, it's been kind of a one thing after another. And this, you know, this is a big part of my testimony is that we came here. It was kind of a broken system anyway. If anybody knows, if they've kept up with what's going on in Salvation Army over the last 15 years, you know, we were kind of the Israelites wandering around the desert. We were well known down on 6th Street. We had the shelter and all of that. And it wasn't built to be a shelter. It was just built to be a church building with social services upstairs and things like that. And the need arose at one point over the last 20, 30 years. And somebody said, hey, we have a basement. Let's make it a shelter. And so we did our best to make a shelter and it went well. And but then we're like, okay, we need something bigger and better. Like this isn't suitable for a shelter. You know, it's not ADA compliant. It's all of those things. And so then we actually sell the building before we find another place. One of those trusting adventures, you know.
Stepping out, leading into Jesus.
Yeah. And yeah, I commend the people that did that for sure. But it didn't work out the way we wanted to. So we'd bought the old Horace Mann building on 9th Street. I don't even really know everything that's happened with that. But what I know is that we sold it, lost it. I don't know. Had to do with eminent domain things. Mm. It's now a parking lot. And in the meantime of that, we didn't have a building. So the Salvation Army had a couple different ministries at that point here in Springfield. One of them really big, important ministries was the Adult Rehabilitation Center that was on 11th Street. It started in the 60s, like 1965, I think. A great program. It's something often I'm around town. I go into a gas station or whatever. I'm in my uniform and somebody stops and says, hey, you know, like my life is what it is now today because of this program. Like I went through this in the 80s. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that. It's a neat thing. People didn't know about it unless you took part in it or a loved one took part in it. But it was a very impactful program for Springfield. So during that time, we didn't have a building. We, you know, we met there. We did our church thing there. We did our social services there. To the community, we very much didn't exist. One of the things about the Salvation Army, we're not real good at talking about ourselves. So if you're not receiving from us, you might not even know what we do. And so, you know, we spent that year in there. And then God intervened again, and we ended up with this building that was Gold's Gem, which I often tell people, you know, if somebody said, hey, go to Springfield and make the Salvation Army work, I wouldn't have said, well, give me that old Gold's Gem building. Because that just, I mean, it's insane. Why would you, you know? But the truth of the matter, I mean, you can see God's fingerprints all over that. It's in the right place. It's in the right neighborhood. People love us, respect us. One of the things that I really, really appreciate about it is that everybody comes to it. That said, I've been at other Salvation Armies. I've ran other places, and there's always this stigma about Salvation Army that if you don't need help, like, it's not the place for you. And so what I really, really appreciate about this place is that everybody comes here.
Yeah, it's state of the art. I mean, you have that gymnasium, and it's a beautiful building. And I guess you did a lot of remodeling, all the office space downstairs. And that's why I'm so excited about Rachel coming to town on April 2nd to launch our First Lady Ministries, because the accommodations, you have that beautiful worship center, a beautiful cafeteria area, and then all the additional office spaces. And then the services, you have the loaves of bread and the food right out in that lobby area. And then upstairs, a phenomenal gym. Where the community rallies and pickleball, a lot of things that go on. So maybe talk a little about some of those services and how you continue to reach the community.
Sure. You know, and that's all part of this story is that we've kind of had to define ourselves again. You know, what is the Salvation Army? I mean, that's something that we've always struggled with. You know, if you think about the Susan G. Komen Foundation, what do they do? Habitat for Humanity, what do they do? It's easy to identify the services of those places. But when you think of the Salvation Army, somebody says, what does the Salvation Army do? It's, well, I don't know. Yeah. You know, they ring bells. They have thrift stores, you know. But that's really not what we do. Those are the things that support the things that we do. And so, yeah, in this place, we're trying to redefine ourselves. We had originally planned on putting a shelter there and things like that. That didn't work out. So now what are we? And we've spent a lot of time now getting people in the building. It's been very transactional. You know, they come. If it's part of the mission, you know, we haven't charged. If we, you know, or we have sliding scales, things like that. But now we're getting to the point where we really need to make this relational. So when they come to the gym, are they just coming to the gym to use it, or are they going to find out at least about what the mission of the Salvation mm-hmm. Army is? You know, when they're coming to the first ladies, that's perfect. You know, it's ministry, and that's what we're about. You know, the Salvation Army had its purpose. We have this mission statement that is very clear, but it's really about making sure that people live up to what God wanted them mm-hmm. to be. And so how can we take these things? How can we take this gym? How can we take this community room where we're having this breakfast and use it in such a way that people can become what God meant for them to be? And that's an important part of ministry.
And what's so wonderful about the Salvation Army, as I interact and get to know the Champaign group and all the things you're offering here in Springfield, is not only can you tangibly provide services and food and training, but you can share Jesus. And I know you preach just about every Sunday. You preach right at the facility. So talk a little about the opportunity where you get to share Jesus and get to preach on Sunday. And what times are your services?
Sure. Yeah, we have services every Sunday. It's 10:30 a.m.
Okay.
And it's nice. It's another one of those things that we kind of redefine depending on, you know, that's a neat thing about the Salvation Army, too, is there isn't really a cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't say the Salvation Army has to be this to this community. We go to the community and we say, what does this community need?
Mm-hmm.
And so even our service style has changed some over the past few years, you know, depending on who's coming. And, you know, we're not the kind of church where you come in and you just sit down. You're involved. Our members are actually called soldiers. Like when you go through the membership class and everything, you have the opportunity to become a soldier. And even that just kind of, it gives you that sense of purpose. And you're not there just to sit in a pew. We're workers. We make the world around us a better place. And so, yeah, it changes some depending on the congregation.
Now, do you preach through a series, or do you pick a book of the Bible, or how does God inspire you each week with your preparation?
Sure. That's kind of been all over the place. I've been doing this for 17 years, and sometimes I have series, and especially the last few years, I've really worked hard on having series planned out, and part of that's to get other people involved, too, and get people excited about it, because personally, me learning to become a leader, like, you know, I've been a leader in position for 17 years, but, you know, you're not a leader until you learn how to be a leader, and so part of my journey to leadership is realizing how to get other people involved. And so one way I found is to make sure that you have series and get people excited about the things that you're going to talk about. Make sure that you're addressing the things that need to be addressed and things like that.
There's a number of people that help behind the scenes with services or coordinating veterans. So talk a little about some of the specific things you do at the Salvation Army Community Center in Springfield.
Sure. You know, I could talk all day about that because this couldn't happen with just me.
Yeah.
It's totally impossible. So, I mean, you start with volunteers. There's all kinds of volunteers that sometimes you don't even see them. They're working, you know, in the background and doing those kind of things. Things like the Emergency Disaster Services. We've got a whole team, and we've got actually something that's new but not new is that we've got chaplains. There's actually trained chaplains. They work to go into the situation. They're even actually working to help with the 911 call center and stuff. Because there is some debriefing that needs to happen after you take a call and, you know, there's something heavy and you need to talk about it. And that's something that's not always addressed in every situation. So we have, you know, people that spend time doing that, feeding homeless. There's people involved in that. Yeah, you brought up veteran services. We have a great veteran service program. Again, it's great because of the people. Like, it's a neat program, supportive services. So in the business, we call it rapid rehousing. The supportive service model is that you put them in a house and then you support them. They start with 9 months. That's like the rent and utilities and everything. But then after that, they still have a caseworker and they're still supported. And yeah, so we work specifically with veterans for that. I could just keep going on. Like, yeah, the staff is fantastic. We're the Salvation Army. We're a nonprofit. It's it's not an excuse, but we don't pay very well. You know, like,
yeah, you're not there for the money,
right? Which I think that's wrong in our system. You know, but it is. You know, we're guided by what we bring in from the public. So,
right.
Yeah. So my point to that is, people are there because they want to be there.
Yeah, and they want to make a difference.
Right.
And you do have that unique role because you can provide tangible services: the food, the education. the information, and yet you can also lead them towards a relationship with Jesus and interact and share some of your faith journey. And that's what I appreciate about you, Major Eddie, your heart for the community, wanting to be engaged and being so open to helping to host our First Lady Ministries that are beginning April 2nd. With our first speaker, Rachel West Kramer, known around the country. She's a singer, songwriter, vocalist, gifted in leading women's Bible studies and a number of things. She wears a number of hats. And we're lining up the next 7 or 8 speakers. It's always the first Tuesday of every month. In fact, it was fun when Stephanie, on your staff there, she started reserving all the dates. And so every month she'd send me a little reminder thing. And I was like, confirm there, confirm May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. And so we're really looking forward to seeing how God will use that in so many people's lives. And maybe give a few interesting stories and how you see God at work or unique ways that you continue to pray that he uses the Salvation Army in and around the Springfield vicinity.
Sure, yeah. One neat thing that we've got going on right now that's new and not new is after-school program, which after-school program is not new. Like, we've done that before, you know. But what's new and different about this program is that it's STEAM-based. And if you're into education or if you're a nerd like me, you know that STEAM stands for science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And the idea is that it's doing something with a purpose. It's not a babysitting time. It's where we're targeting schools, we're targeting children that need it. And it's a time where they come in and they take something from it. It's not necessarily school. Like, you don't want to hit them with another 3 hours of classes a night because, I mean, you have kids. You know that wouldn't work. Right. So how can we improve them? How can we help them to be what God intends them to be in this 3 hours? And so one of the ways is to introduce them to things that maybe they wouldn't normally be part of. And I've always been all about that with kids. You know, we grow up in neighborhoods and we do what, you know, our parents do and the people around us do. And sometimes the rest of the world is closed off to us. So right now we're working with Washington Middle School because it's just down the street. It's been a real neat program. We have 15 to 20 kids a night so far. We're still working on staff. That's a big prayer concern that we have. If people would pray for the right staff to come along. It's hard to find people to work those hours and part-time and things. It'll be the second year of day camp during the summer that'll happen. It's the same idea. But that's definitely something that's neat about Springfield.
So if somebody wanted to volunteer, maybe God's bringing some healthy concepts or ideas, or there's a tingling in their heart or a warming to working with children or some of the other services that you provide, would they call the Salvation Army? What's the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. Yeah, if people want to get involved, the phone number there is 217-525-2196. It's 217-525-2196. Also, saspringfield.org. That's saspringfield.org. You can go on there. And so whenever you're working with, especially kids, we're very careful about, we live in a world that we need to protect. And we see kids as vulnerable people. We work with vulnerable adults. And so know that if
you, background checks,
we do
such.
Background checks and things like that. We are looking for people that'll do short term things. So if, you know, I was talking about the STEAM, science, technology, engineering, arts, math. If there's something that you'd think about teaching to that, looking for, you know, like I'll teach 3 days, I'll teach 2 days, you know, I'll come in and do a session on it, something. It doesn't have to be a long term thing.
Yeah, you have that great art room in the back. I saw that with all the supplies, and it's a fun room to walk into. So maybe you have a gift you can create, like Donna Leland, create puppets or do something with cardboard or drawings or different things. I think it would be a great fit for you to use your skills. Maybe it's just once a week or once a month they can use your help. And always financial support goes a long way towards providing needed services to so many in the community. And that website for people to maybe find out more is
SASpringfield.org.
S-A Salvation Army, SASpringfield.org. That's SASpringfield.org. You can find out more, or as Major Eddie mentioned, you can call the Salvation Army here in Springfield at 217-525-2196, 217-525-2196. And let's close out with our last minute or two. I know we touched on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. My rendering, NIV, says,
For God did not give us a spirit of timidity. I like your version, that spirit of fear, because some of you maybe today are walking in fear or are hesitant to sign up or do something or volunteer because you're fearful that you can't do it or you can't do it well. Well, a willing heart God will use. He will equip those that are willing. And this verse goes on to say, but a spirit of power, of love, of self-discipline. That's what God wants to give you. He will empower you to do the work that He's calling you to do. And you can learn to love, extend your love for God towards those people He brings along your path, and be disciplined about it. If you commit to being there at noon or whatever time, then follow up on those intentions. But the Holy Spirit wants to always birth in us that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And as you surrender to Jesus, He will equip you to do that work. Well, Major Eddie, I so appreciate our relationship and growing friendship and how God is working in this community throughout the Springfield area. And for that matter, there's so many different Salvation Army locations in Decatur and Bloomington and Champaign-Urbana that I just want our listeners to be praying for the unique calling and work that the Salvation Army provides, proclaiming Jesus and yet meeting so many needs that people have, whether it's food or education or training, reaching those veterans, reaching those that don't have maybe a home address or those that need a helping hand. The Salvation Army does that so well. And thank you again for hosting our First Lady Ministries beginning April 2nd. We have a number of women signing on to be a part of that. I'm very excited. This past Monday, we met at the facility. We prayed over it. We walked it all through, and we just see God doing some great things here in Springfield. And maybe this is going to catch on at other locations too, but thank you for having the vision. Thank you for being community engaged and mindful of how God can use your skills and your staff skills to reach people. So thank you again. And maybe in our closing minute, can you close our time in prayer?
Absolutely. Yeah, let's pray together. Father, we thank you so much for what you do for your people. Father, I thank you for this ministry of the Salvation Army. I thank you for the ministry of this radio station. And I thank you that all of us are working together to help people become what God intended for them to be. And so, Father, that's my prayer for all of us today, that no matter where we're at in our lives, we might feel like we're stuck in a job. We might feel like we're stuck in a place that we shouldn't be. But Father, just remind us that you have a plan, you have a purpose, and Father, you're working actively in our lives to do that. And so, Father, I pray for us that we respond to the movement of you in our life, and the words that we've heard and the nudges that we get from the Holy Spirit, Father, that we'll learn to use those. And Father, we can become what you intended for us. Father, we thank you so much, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Major Eddie with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.